Seattle's Pitted Windshield Scare, March 1954. I have lived in Seattle my entire life of 76 years. When I was 12, I heard on the radio that a group of young thugs with BB guns were going around the city firing at automobile windshields. Seattle police were trying to apprehend these delinquents. The Pitted Windshield Scare began in April of 1954. And at the time, I had a part-time job washing cars at my father's garage located at 2nd and Spring in downtown Seattle. The garage office had a table-sized tube radio that I, along with the two parking attendants, would continually monitor the local news. It was shortly after a radio news report that automobile windows of vehicles throughout Seattle were being hit when Bill, the manager of the parking facility, retrieved his car from the lower level. I heard him blast out with a tortured scream. Moments later, I watched Bill point to the pitted windows of his blue 49 Ford. There were pits on both sides of his front window. As the day wore on, several other customers exiting the garage complained that their windows had been damaged in the same way. At the time, I was truly frightened because the damaged vehicles were coming up from the almost pitch-black basement. And to me, that meant that someone was down there with a BB gun shooting at the cars. Soon myself and one of the parking attendants went down to search the area. Gingerly, we tiptoed through the aisles, not knowing what we'd find. Our search came up empty-handed, and we didn't discover who was damaging the cars. The broken window epidemic went on for several days, and to this day, the mystery has never been solved. You can read about it on Wikipedia and other articles on the web. I vividly remember an article at the time in one of the local papers showing a small amount of dark dust that they thought had come from outer space. It was hypothesized that this substance may have caused the terrible problem. Today, most authorities feel that the Northwest Pitted Windshield Mystery of 1954 was just selective perception and had no real basis in fact. The article on the subject on Wikipedia ends with this quote, "The Seattle windshield pitting epidemic, as it was called, has become a textbook case of collective delusion, not mass hysteria, as reported. Although natural windshield pitting has been going on for some time, it was only when the media called the public attention to it that people actually looked at their windshields and saw damage they had never noticed before." To me, this solution to the pitted windshield mystery of 1954 is way too simple, because I can't imagine thousands of automobile owners suddenly noticing pits on their windows for the first time.
What do you think?